Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where I hope you are as excited about this review as I am. I had a chance to see this on Monday as an Amazon Prime member. I had access to an exclusive screening earlier this week. And you're probably thinking, well, why are you waiting this long to bring this to us? Because I wanted this to be fresh. I wanted this to just surprise you. I wanted this to just be just right there, especially if this is one of the ones that you're planning on seeing this weekend, or if you saw it last night in some of the select theaters where they do the previews on Thursday nights. This one, if you are a fan of The Martian, you will definitely enjoy this. I saw this one, was all the guy had also done the Spider-Verse movies, and I was like, because Into the Spider-Verse was amazing. Across the Spider-Verse was awful. So stick around. Don't go anywhere. Stick around. I mean, if you disagree with me, that's fine. But this one is going to surprise you. I was actually drawn to this one because of my sister. She had listened to the book on tape, and this is one of her favorite books of all time. And so she's, even like back when they first announced this was going to be a movie, she's like, we have got to go to this, like, opening night. This is one that I'm really excited for. And so as soon as I got early access tickets, I'm like, yes, we are going. And my husband came along too. And so it was the three of us. And so here I am, and I'm sitting in the theater with my two best friends. We got my sister and my husband, and we're sitting there watching this movie. And I had no idea what to expect. I never read the books. I always tell people that right up front. I never read the books, and I don't want that to spoil anything. I don't want to have my expectations here and have it be here, or have them here and have it be... The books always differ so far from the movies that I don't want that to judge my thoughts before seeing the movie. And I need the movie to be good enough to stand on its own. It's like, even if you never read the book, if the movie isn't good enough to stand on its own, do you really want to? I mean, seriously, it's like, was it really that good if the movie can't even stand on its own? Kind of makes you wonder. There are exceptions to every rule, but that's just kind of one that I go by. In Hail Mary, you have the Earth dying because the sun is dying. And why is the sun dying? Well, ours is not the only sun that's dying. And so when they discover why it's dying, they have to try to find a way to stop it. And so they send these astronauts and this science teacher who is... There's a line in the trailer here that we're going to be looking at here in a minute. This, I put the not an astronaut, and that makes... it's definitely a funny thing. But they send him off into space with these other astronauts, and it's up to him to find the thing because he's got these degrees in these sciences and stuff, and he's going to understand things differently. And while he's up there, he meets an alien, and this little alien is called Rocky. And even if you're not into alien movies, you will absolutely fall in love with Rocky. And you're going to see references in this movie to so many other sci-fi movies. I'm just referring to my notes here, so I just need to pay for the paid version of this so I can skip past these ads quicker. It's got a little bit of Contact, a little bit of Interstellar, a little bit of Close Encounters of the Third Kind, if you remember the chimes, the do-do-do-do-do, and just a little bit of Flight of the Navigator. Now, there's going to be a few people that are going to go, what movies are those? It's like, that's way before my time. But for those of us that are familiar with these movies, you will recognize bits and pieces that are in Hail Mary from each of these. But Rocky is a character that you are going to fall in love with as much as you fell in love with E.T., as much as you fell in love with any of these other like heartwarming alien-type characters from these other movies. I can think of ones from Batteries Not Included, and I can think of Mac and Me, and I can think of all these other ones where you have this alien creature that you fall in love with, and Rocky is going to be one of these creatures. Now, why is that? Well, you're going to have to find out for yourself and see, but let's jump into the trailer on this one.
Please state your name.
Riley Grace. I just woke up from a coma.
I'm several light years from my apartment, and I'm not an astronaut. I'm not an astronaut.
If you don't go, you die. With the rest of us.
The sun is dying.
You're the only scientist who might know what this is.
I'm just a teacher at Grover Cleveland Middle.
You have a doctorate in molecular biology. I need you to come with us. This is Project Hail Mary. The sun is not the only star dying. Every star was infected by its neighbor, except one.
Why?
We don't know!
Which is why we built a ship to go there and find out.
It's 11.9 light years away. The astronauts die in space.
It's what you Americans would call a long shot.
Hail Mary.
Hail Mary.
I get it.
What Earth's gonna sign up for this?
If we do nothing, everything on this planet will go extinct.
You'll find a solution.
You are my solution.
See, I was really worried with some of this whole thing of everything on the planet is going to go extinct, and I thought they were going to play the whole woke angle. I was really, really surprised that they did not. So if you were at all curious about that, that is a refreshing part of this, considering the story could have gone down in a different path entirely.
I put the knot in astronaut. I've never done anything. I've never done a spacewalk. I can't even moonwalk. I understand mistakes. I do. My place is in the classroom.
The world is counting on you.
This might be very hard for you to understand, but some people are not good at things.
You know who you are. You didn't do great.
I conquered zero G in 5 hours. Yeah.
Object approaching.
Oh my god. So, I met an alien. He's kind of grown on me. At least not grown in me, you know, which was a concern for a little while. I'm Grace. I'm gonna call you Rocky. Thumbs up. No, that's thumbs down. We did the thumbs up. It's close enough.
In this movie, this is a thumbs up. So, this is a Rocky thumbs up, even though we think it means something completely different. And don't worry, that's not a spoiler. But I want to share with you what I did with the podcast image. I did something I don't normally do. I use two different posters. This is the main poster for Project Hail Mary. What I did for the podcast is I took a piece from an entirely different poster just because I liked it better. So, this is the podcast image, and this is the poster for this. But, okay, this is a question. What would you do if you were in Grace's position and you were a science teacher and you were asked to go on this mission, which was, it's a one-way mission. It's like the, well, we talk about the astronauts going to Mars, and it's a one-way trip. So what do you do? It's like, do you take this one-way trip and do you give up your life in order to save the planet? Or what are the other options? Are there any other options? What happens? Well, we obviously know he ended up in space, but the how and the why to that is a little bit different. And so what happens? Is he able to find a solution? How is he going to get it back to the planet? How is he going to save Earth if he can't even get home? There are so many questions here and so few answers, or so you think, but it carries on. Now, mind you, this is not one of those stories that you are going to be edge of your seat the whole movie, but this is one of those ones you don't want to get up from, because even though it plays out kind of slowly as it's going on, each part adds to the total. If you're missing a part, you're not going to completely understand where you end up with at the end. And you're going to laugh, and you're going to cry, and you're going to gasp, and you're going to jump, and you're going to feel, because you are taken through the gamut of emotions as you contemplate a world with the star dying, as you contemplate being thrust into this thing, if you contemplate meeting an alien, you contemplate all these other things and what it's going to take to find the answers. And then once those answers are found, there's a whole other story that follows that. So the story kind of goes in waves. There's highs, there's lows. There's parts of this story I probably would have given a 4. There's other parts of the story I would probably give an 8 to. And I've been really debating on the whole guilty and innocent. I am conservatively giving Hail Mary an innocent rating. There are some adult jokes. There's a little bit of mild language, but there's nothing like overly inappropriate or anything. And though the context is very intellectual, so probably a lot of children wouldn't get it. The kids will love Rocky. You can't help but love Rocky. It's like you just fall in love with this rock that doesn't even have a face, or where you can't really even see his face. But you, like I said, you can't help but fall in love with them, and how things happen, and just this whole interaction. And then even as the story concludes, it's going to leave you better than you started. It really will. And along the way, it's going to break your heart, and it's going to just shatter it into a million pieces. And then even when the pieces are picked up again, you're not quite the same after that. But it's just one of those ones that this is an adventure you want to take. If you are not into super sci-fi movies, this one might not be for you. This my favorite posse member, my husband, he's not a big intellectual sci-fi movie. He walked out of Interstellar, let's kind of put it that way. He literally walked out because he was so bored with it. And he did sit through Hail Mary. He thought parts of it were very enjoyable, but he thought it was very intellectual. There were parts of it he didn't understand because of all of the science and the techie stuff. So I hope that gets taken into consideration too. But I am coming in with Project Hail Mary at a 6.5 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. I really, really wanted to make it to 7s, but I just couldn't do it, staying true to the Deputy scale. Just because of some of those slow spots and some of it just got enough of a wave that the highs are really high and the lows are just kind of like, come on. Now, just saying that, I will say, my sister filled me in after the movie was over, that it's surprisingly true to a lot of the book. There's a lot it leaves out. There's a lot that it leaves out, but the parts that it touches on, it's surprisingly true to it. So if that matters to you, that might make a difference there. Like I said, I never read the book, so I can't say that from personal experience, but I can pass on her message. So thank you, love. I love you. But as always, I hope that you're enjoying this journey. If you go see Project Hail Mary, message me and let me know what you think. I'm hoping I'll be back tomorrow. I had oral surgery on Wednesday, and so I'm pre-recording these for you. And so I'm hoping I will be back by tomorrow. Hopefully I won't look like this. And hopefully I'll be able to talk. I mean, it's all going to depend on what happens with my jaw on Wednesday. So wish me luck. And as always, if you haven't done so yet, hit subscribe and turn on that little notification bell so that you always get the latest and the greatest Movie Deputy content like this. I promise to always try to do my best to make it fun, make it entertaining, and I can guarantee it's an adventure. So until later, guys. Bye.